The Church of the Holy Trinity. In the middle of the 12th century, in the heart of the Middle Ages, Montlhéry had two churches. The first, the Church of St. Peter, was built in the 11th century by the Lord of Montlhéry, Guy I, within the walls of the castle, just as it was being extended. The second church, first known as Notre Dame Church, which you can admire, was built later, in the middle of the 12th century. It initially served as the chapel of the Hôtel Dieu, under the reign of Louis VII, its founder. But it was also used by all the faithful who did not attend the castle church. At the end of the 13th century, to cope with the influx of inhabitants, the church was rebuilt and enlarged. The choir and part of the north aisle date from this period. In 1480, the church became the head of a parish, dedicated to the Holy Trinity. The village had grown and now extended towards the market square and the road to Paris. In the 17th century, the nave and bell tower were rebuilt, and at the beginning of the following century, the chapel containing the baptismal font was built. At this time, the village's other church, St. Peter, was only used by a small number of worshippers. In 1739, the parish of the Holy Trinity took over, and the old castle church eventually collapsed. Later, the facade of the Church of the Holy Trinity was extensively restored in 1880, with the installation of sculpted portals imitating the 13th century style. The restoration was financed by Madame Sainton, the church's benefactor. In an adjacent alleyway, you can see the porch of the Hôtel Dieu de Montlhéry. This institution was founded in 1149 by King Louis VII of France on his return from the Crusades. At the time, it was known as the Leprosarium of St. Peter. Established on the route to Orleans taken by pilgrims on their way to Santiago de Compostela, it was first and foremost a place of welcome for travelers and passers-by. The Hôtel Dieu also received the sick and had a school for the town's orphans. Until the French Revolution, it was run by the Sisters of Charity. It later passed into lay hands and was converted into a retirement home in 1950. The original buildings have completely disappeared, with the exception of a small gateway, restored in 2010, topped by a gable, carved triangular pediment, which opens onto the north side of the church. Despite the mutilation, some of the sculptures can still be seen. In particular, you can admire two masks depicting fever and burning sickness. The building was listed as a historic monument in 1926. If you follow the route, you will come to the corner of the Main Street, the Sainton Street and the Notre Dame Street. In the Middle Ages, Notre Dame Street was known as Pillars Street. It owes its name to a large dwelling house built on three stone pillars, first recorded in 1352. Court rulings were handed down here.